There.
And so do you guys have any, do you have any superstitions from Turkey?
So like there are like common superstitions for sure. One that I can think of right away is Nazar, which is like kind of someone giving you bad luck because of envying you, and it's like what you would like, it's part of like Turkish culture. And I'm pretty sure it's like prominent in many other Islamic cultures too. But it's basically like you're basically protected by this bad luck of some other envious person by this evil eye bead, which many people know. I would say that's like probably the biggest superstition. And like usually my mom would like tell me when someone like gives you a compliment or something, or like she would always like come up to me and she would like tell me like mashallah, mashallah, to like kind of get that bad luck away, you know, calling upon Allah as if like it maybe like thinking that it would help. So I would say that's like one of the biggest superstitions in Turkey. Oh, one other thing is one within my family that I can think of is just that's something that I see from my like maternal family. It's just like whenever they ask me to pass them a knife or or scissors, they never take it right away from hand, because they think that if they do, it's gonna hurt our relationship. So they'd be like, yeah, just leave it on the table and I'll like take it from there. So yeah, there's that kind of thing. Like any sharp object would kind of basically hurt the relationship between the two person who are passing the sharp thing to from one another. So it's just like you don't want to like pass it from hand to hand, basically. So yeah, I would say those are like the top two that I could like think of right away. Yeah.
All right, awesome, thank you, Breton.
Oh, no worries.